Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Ukraine has blocked multiple Russian websites. Google has launched two new ways in which advertisers can use AMP, and Amazon is to launch a pay TV service in the UK. Ukraine has imposed fresh sanctions against Russia, banning some extremely popular Russian websites in the process. Ukraine's president broadened the restrictions in a delayed response to Russia's annexation of Crimea, meaning that more than 460 companies and 1,200 people from Russia are now banned from entering or operating in Ukraine for the next 3 years. The sanctions mean that the search engine Yandex, the email service Mail.ru, and the social networks VK and Odnoklassniki are now blocked in Ukraine. In response, the Russian news channel Russia 24 has demonstrated ways to overcome the block using VPNs. The host of a talk show on the channel told viewers that they could download an application that changes the location of your IP address to one where the resource would be allowed before explaining how to use the software. Yandex itself has also released a built-in VPN option within its Ukrainian mobile browser on Android. Google has launched two new ways in which advertisers can use AMP to improve advertising performance. Firstly, it's launched a new AdWords beta that enables advertisers to use AMP pages as the landing pages for their search ads. Secondly, it's started speeding up the serving of adverts in the Google Display Network using the same technology that makes its AMP pages so fast. According to research by Akamai and DoubleClick, if a page takes longer than 3 seconds to load, 53% of visitors will abandon it, whilst any mobile page with a 1 second delay will see conversions fall by 20%. Google hopes that the introduction of AMP technology to its search and display ads will improve these figures and help advertisers. It also believes that the increased speed will mean that media budgets will work more effectively and messaging strategies will be able to realize their full potential. Amazon is to launch a pay TV service in the UK called Amazon Channels. In an attempt to put pressure on the market leaders such as Sky and Virgin Media, Amazon will soon be offering subscriptions to 40 different television channels in the UK. The move comes after the company's recent investment into its in-house video production teams, having spent large amounts of money on successful shows such as The Grand Tour and The Man in the High Castle. However, the arrangement will not see any channels from broadcasters, including Channel 4, the BBC, and Channel 5, with one British broadcasting executive calling the terms of the subscription rubbish. Alex Green from Amazon said that he was confident that more broadcasters would join once the service was available. Yandex.Money is planning to introduce a multitude of new features to its payment service via a new deal with Google's Android Pay. New features will enable users to pay for purchases with Yandex.Money with contactless payments or virtually, as long as they have the Android Pay app downloaded as well. Security will also be tightened up, with users having to use fingerprint recognition or the smartphone password within the app if they want to make contactless payments. The deal makes Russia the 11th country in the world to introduce Android Pay. And finally, Facebook has begun building its own neuroscience lab with the intention of developing new science-based marketing techniques for advertisers. Named the Center for Marketing Science Innovation, its main building is currently under construction in New York. Facebook's director of advertising research says that the project is designed to work out how users behave whilst on Facebook. He added that what we don't understand is where people's eyes are going when they're on the platform. So it's really about how that time is spent and what features on the product they're looking at. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.